We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 46th chapter. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Rafael Menachem Meir Ben Rezel Edel, who's in the intensive care unit right now. Hashem should send him a refuah shleima. This chapter is one of a few which were compiled by the sons of Korach, the descendants of Korach. And the sons of Korach repeatedly take us to the future. Their songs are time and again songs that see beyond the challenges of the moment and songs that look into the challenges and the successes of the future. And so the 46th chapter begins, and what we've been doing for the last few semesters is that I read the verses with the traditional Yemenite tune and then explain. So the 46th chapter begins. Lamnatzeach livnei Korach al alamot shir. The following song of praise was compiled by the sons of Korach with prophecy al alamot. So one understanding that most of the commentaries go with is that al alamot is a reference to an instrument that was used in playing the music, and some say that it's talking about Jerusalem, just as we know Jerusalem is called a Bnot Yerushalayim, the daughters of Jerusalem, so Alamot are the daughters of Jerusalem. And the Targum says that this prophecy they said, Al Alamot, when their father was covered from before them, they were saved. Their father was killed. He was Ne'elam. Their father was covered. Al alamot, as their father was covered, they sang the following song. Elohim lanu machseva oz, ezra vitzarot nimtza meod. Hashem has been for us. Elohim lanu machseva oz. He has been our coverage, and he has also been our strength. Our coverage, so to speak, our protection from the enemy. Our strength to stand up and fight back. Ezra v'tzarot, he has helped us in dire circumstance, nimtza meod, and he is ever present. He's always there when we call out to him. The difference between Korach and his kids is that they called out before they were swallowed up. Korach comes to the realization only when he's down below. Al ken lo nirah behamir haaretz, and therefore we will not be scared in the future when the earth is destroyed. Behamir haaretz literally means when the earth is exchanged, so to speak. The earth is overturned. The prophets repeatedly discuss a time when earth will be wiped out. So one understanding is that this is a reference to the fact that life as we know it is going to change. The world will not continue the way we know it. So you could say that's the technological revolution of the 21st century. We read Midrashim for a few millennium that described that you could sit in one place in the world and see what's going on in another place in the world. We all read this Midrashim about this great light that existed in the beginning of creation, where a person could be at one end of the planet and see what's going on in the other end of the planet. Today they instituted Street View here in Jerusalem. You guys know what that means? So they could be at every end of the planet and see what's going on the streets of Jerusalem. We have Skype. We have Google Maps. And we're very soon going to be at a point where you're really, really... You could see we have a constant camera on the Kotel. You know, you go to H.com, I think. You could just look at the camera. Four cameras on the Kotel. So the understanding could be that we're living in those times. The earth has changed. The planet has changed. Maybe. And maybe there's still a way to go. Whatever it's talking about, the simple understanding is it's talking about a time in the future, the time of the great wars of Gog and Magog. So the sons of Korach say, Hashem has shown us that He is our strength whatever happens, and so we're not scared when the time will come and things will change and all of earth will tremble and you'll have a situation where the earth has worn down and there's something else. It's a different planet we're living on. So, uvimot harim belev yamim, when the mountains are enveloped in the seas, we don't have to be scared.
Maybe.
So when everything crumbles, we don't have to scare. We don't have to be scared. Yehemu yechmeru meimave yehemu. The waters will make great noises and get all excited. Yechmeru. They will become all murky as they fill with the mountains. The mountains are going to crumble into the seas. Yehemu, the seas will be excited. Yechmeru, they will become all murky. Meimav, the waters of the seas. Yirashu harim begavato sela. And the mountains will tremble and the mountains will spew forth their lava. Yirashu harim could mean they will make noise, they will tremble, and it could also mean that they will become, the volcanoes will erupt. Begavato, as God's pride and God's glory steps forward. So, mountains are crumbling. The seas are swelling. Volcanoes are erupting. But we're not scared. The sons of Korach say, the world's changing. Planet Earth is not what we knew it. And we're not scared. Nahar pelagav Yesamechu, Ir Elohim Kedosh Mishkenei Elyon, Nahar Pilagav, the parts of the different rivers, and here it's a reference to the great river that's going to come forth from the Holy of Holies. The prophet in Yechezkel describes that there's going to be a stream that emanates from the temple. Nahar, the stream, Pilagav, its sections, Yesamechu Ir Elohim will make the city of God happy. There'll be a source of water directly in Jerusalem. Kedosh Mishkenei Elyon, and the city of Jerusalem is the city of God. It is the holy city where those above, so to speak, find rest. Elohim Bekirba Baltimot. God is in the midst of that city, and that's why the city will not fall. Yazrea Elohim lifnot bokir, and God will assist that city, so to speak, at the crack of dawn, meaning as the redemption starts coming and everything all around us seems to crumble, well, Jerusalem is going to stand firm. Hamu goyim matumam lachot, the nations are getting all excited, the kingdoms are collapsing. Natan bekolot hamug aretz, God has made his voice heard, and so the land is melting before him. So the question is, what does it mean here? Does it mean mass rebellion? What are they calling it? Spring, Arab Spring. Spring. What? Arab Spring. Hamugoyim. The nations are in unrest. Matu mamlachot, and so the kingdoms crumble. Or does it mean hamu? The nations will be aroused because matu mamlachot, because their kingdoms have collapsed. So the nations are going to make their voices heard. Natan bekolo tamug aretz. God has made his voice heard, and that's why the land is melting. Adonai tzevaot imanu misgavlanu Elohei Yaakov selah. God who controls the armies, he is with us and he is our protector. Hashem Tzivakot, Hashem who is with the armies, Imanu, he is with us. Misgavlanu, he is our protector. Elokei Yaakov Sela, the God of Yaakov, the one who protected Yaakov against his brother time and again, against Lavan, against Shechem, against the nations that united against him. He is Misgav Lanu, he is our protector as well. Lechu chazu mifalot Adonai asher sam shamot ba'aretz. Go see the great things that God has done. He has made such desolation throughout the land. Lechu chazu, go see mifalot Hashem, what God has done, asher sam shamot, that made great destruction ba'aretz. Our sages say, al tikri shamot el hashemot, that the verse can also be understood to mean, look at the great things that God does through names. Different people have names, and the names are reflective of a person's future. There's prophecy in a name. Our sages say, palm reading is a wisdom that once existed. You could look into a palm and see what's going to happen to a person. If it's hard for me to talk, it must be hard for you guys to listen. Maybe we could ask them to shift. Where are they playing? So our sages say that there is a prophecy that's given to one when one gives a name. They say David, he is Ruth, he is a descendant of Ruth. He compiled the work of Tehillim. He's the great songs before Hashem. And Ruth comes from the word Riva, to give song, to give praise. And Reuven, so Reuven, although she thought she was saying, wow, look, God gave me a son, our sages say it was prophecy for the greatness of Reuven compared to his uncle Esav, that his uncle Esav willingly gave up his rights to the firstborn, and then he tried to kill Yaakov over it. Reuven had his rights to the firstborn taken from him because his little brother Yosef snitched on him. It was taken from him by force. And yet Reuven saves Yosef's life. So Re'u, take a look. Ma bein bini levein chami. What's the difference between my son and my brother-in-law, Esav? Chazal go name after name, and they show us how the name is reflective of who the person ultimately was. So our sages say this concept, that the name is reflective of who a person is going to be, that's what this pasuk is alluding to. Lechu, go see. Chazu, see. Mifalot Hashem. The actions of God, ashosam shemot ba'aretz, that made names on earth be reflective of what the people would ultimately live up to be. Pasuk Yud. Mashbit milchamot ad ketzei ha'aretz. Hashem makes war cease throughout the land. That's what's going to happen ultimately. At the end of time, Keshet Yishaber veKitzetz Chanit, God will break the bow, God will cut down the spear, the Chanit, Agalot Yisrof Baish, God will burn the chariots that they used at war. Harpu Ud'u Ki Anochi Elohim, Hashem says, let up on this fighting, on the war. Stop and think for a minute and realize that I run the world. When people fight wars, so they think they'll be strong, they will conquer, they will imperialize. Hashem says, Halpu, let up on your wars. Ude'u, and then you will know, take note, Ki Anochi Elokim, I am the one that runs the world, and I will take people to task when they treat other people unfairly. Arum bagoyim, arum ba'aretz. Hashem says, I will be uplifted. Arum is like Ram v'Nisa, exalted. Exalted among nations, exalted among the different lands. Adonai Tzevaot imanu, misgav lanu, Elohei Yaakov, Selah. And when Hashem will uplift himself, so then Hashem, who controls all the armies, he is with us. And he will be our protector forever. And that's really the continued message of the sons of Korach. They time and again they give us this message, Hashem is with us, and therefore we don't have to be scared when all of the planet seems to be crumbling and everything is changing. We know that there will be future blessing coming out of the temple. The nations will suddenly realize Hashem is the one running the show, and we have nothing to worry when that happens, because we've said all along that Hashem is with us, He is our protector, He is our future. So that is the repeated message of the sons of Korach. That you hold on to Hashem and you don't have to worry what's happening all around you. Their own father is sinking. The ground opens up under them too. Seems like it's over. But no, Hashem is Gavlanu, Hashem is our protector.